Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, do you suffer from orthosomnia? You might not have ever heard of the term, but I bet it will affect more people than you might think, because it's the medical term for somebody who has an unhealthy obsession with getting the perfect night's sleep. It usually stems from those of you who are hooked on wearing your smart device or your wearable to bed. Today FM's Cathal Minogue is with me in studio. Is it fair to say you suffer from orthosomnia?
I don't know. Do I suffer from it? I'm obsessed with getting my good sleep.
You've admitted it. Go on.
But I don't know. I don't think there's a term for how I feel about sleep.
Obsessed. Tell me, what when you get up in the morning...
Yeah.
What happens with the wearable? Are you glued to
it
straight away?
Andrea, when I get up in the morning, I hop straight out of
bed
because I have such a fantastic sleep the night before. Well, see, I wear a Whoop, okay?
Okay.
So a Whoop is one of these fitness trackers that you might have heard of.
You don't
actually have a screen or anything like that. All the data is just sent to your phone. Okay, so it's not like I wake up in the morning and I'm checking anything like that.
Did I get 80%? Did I get 90%?
Yeah, you see, I'm usually always in the 90s, by the way.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm very proud of that.
Right.
But look, people be rolling their eyes and, oh God, just go to bed and you feel tired and then wake up or whatever, like, you know, when you're going to work. But it's more of a thing of me and my Whoop are synced now, that it's going to tell me maybe like a half an hour. If I have on my Whoop, I want to get a 100% sleep score, okay? Average about 100.
Is that 90, possible?
90 to 100. Yeah, I got one on Sunday morning. I woke up and I was absolutely delighted with myself.
So what time did you go to bed on Saturday night?
I was asleep by 10. But
right.
I was a busy day Saturday. I'm not just going now. I'm not going out on a Saturday night.
The whole weekend is geared around going to bed.
It was a busy day Saturday, and I had a bit on Sunday. So I went to bed because I was tired. But when I woke up on Sunday morning, it said you'd 100% sleep score. It was my longest sleep in 30 days.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, yes.
So what's the typical weekday sleep?
Oh, average on hours, like?
Yeah.
I'm getting more than 8 hours anyway in a night.
Sure, you're better than a baby. You're great.
I know, but I don't mind going to bed early.
Yeah.
I don't understand this crack of staying up late. Do you know what I can't understand? Is the schedule on TV that starts some of their primetime shows at 9:30.
Yeah. You're long in bed.
I've never watched Room to Improve. I'd watch it the next day after everyone else talking about
really?
It. Yeah, I can't.
Because it's too late.
But why
did you start wearing the Whoop though? Like, were you previously a bad sleeper?
No, I suppose the Whoop was more so actually was because of, I play hurling for a club in Dublin. Okay. So like that was kind of the... I used to wear a Fitbit and all that, but you can wear while hurling. I'd never take this off. You actually charge this on you.
Right.
There's a little thing, you just connect to it, okay?
You're totally obsessed with this.
I know,
Go on. I love it.
Yeah. I should be a Whoop ambassador.
I know, you should. Hashtag collab.
Yeah, so I can wear it. So this has never taken off me. But then I started learning on the Whoop app. It was telling you like, now you can get a sleep coach. It's where, you know, they tell you, well, do you want to get 70% sleep tonight? We'll notify you in about like a half an hour when you start winding down and get into bed. And I'm like, 70%? Give me the notification when I want to be getting like 90% to 100. So some nights this could start notifying me at like 8:30 to get into bed. I'm not that bad.
Right.
I mean, I'm not always hitting 100.
Yeah.
But I'll get a notification tonight around maybe 9 and say, go on.
But when you look at the phone and it would say tomorrow, right, and you've maybe got your 70%, do you start the day on a negative night because you've been told you didn't have a good night's sleep, whereas maybe in reality you just had what most of the rest of us had?
Probably. I'm a bit like, what? How did I just get 70%?
Where did it go so wrong?
Yeah. I'm a bit like, is this right? But I wouldn't let it affect me. I don't go around for the rest of the day feeling tired, but I'm getting into bed earlier the next night. I'm
really,
saying this isn't happening 2 nights in a row.
No.
Yeah, no way.
Anne-Marie Bowen is the holistic sleep expert and founder of the Sleep Care Company. She's the author of the Sleep Journal. Anne-Marie is with us here on the line too, Cathal. Orthosomnia, obviously it's more common than we think, Anne-Marie.
It is, Andrea. And ortho itself meaning, you know, to straighten or correct our sleep. And I see many patients coming to me at the Sleep Care Company with this, and it can be good and bad. Cathal has great examples there about how much he loves it. But where it doesn't serve people, I guess, is people with insomnia. So they're already not sleeping well, or if they have sleep apnea or something wrong with their sleep. So if they're getting alerts saying their sleep score was crap, it's really going to create that sleep anxiety. Other people that it doesn't really work well for, so you might have a young mother or a new mother who has baby, and they're getting broken sleep. They're not getting much sleep. So that's where they don't serve well. But where they're really good are, for example, someone who's training for something, or you want to improve your performance. And that's where I see them really good for tracking the Whoop, the Oura Ring, and even the Fitbit. I use the Apple Watch myself.
So that's where you benefited, Cathal, from this,
yeah,
originally.
That's mainly the reason at the start. But now it's... But I,